So does we're off in 23 minutes.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to say anything? This will be your moment to kind of say whatever you want to say.
Can we each have a line, maybe? To well, say let's, goodbye. Let's
Dom, do you want to say anything?
I would. It's hard, isn't it? Because I don't really know what you should say. But when I started the show, my boy Finn was 6 months old, and now he's 9. And I've had 2 other children since then as well. So it's been a gigantic part of our lives as a family, and also for me personally and professionally. And I just feel very proud of what we've done, because I don't think people will repeat what we've done. And I've personally, I'm not going to cry, I'm fine. But I've loved it, and I feel very, very proud. And thank you very much to everyone who's listened, and also who's got in touch on texts and emails and Twitter and everything. And I will miss it, but I'm very proud of what we've done. And genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much.
Much like Dom, just want to say thank you very much to everybody who's listened over the years. Very proud of everything we've done. Worked with some great people and done some great things. And thank you very much. Without you, we wouldn't be here.
Thank you to you guys, first of all, for picking me 3 years ago.
To be fair, it was a short list. Sorry.
Dave.
It was between you and one other and
Dave Shush.
They had really bad beer. Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. No, thank you, genuinely. Mm. Thank you for letting me be part of something very, very special. Thank you to the listeners. I've had some of the best times of my life on this show, and I will miss you guys. I'll miss the listeners. Thank you.
Right down. You were so close to going.
Stop.
She's gone.
Al?
I'm close to game before I started. Mm.
Deep breath.
Hang on. I was 6 when I sent my first radio show to my gran when she lived abroad. I was 14 on the day when I got my first radio show on hospital radio. And throughout the whole time, all I wanted to do was work on the Radio 1 breakfast show. I never thought when I was growing up that I'd be doing it for 9 years. Don't laugh, Chris.
It's lovely, man.
I never thought I would make so many amazing friends in the process and get to do so much stuff. And just want to say that I love you guys, and I love the audience that we've met throughout the whole process, and what an amazing place radio has been and Radio 1 still is. And I hope Grimmy has a fraction of the fun that we've had on the show, and he will find it amazing. And good luck to Matt as well.
Mm.
Thanks, guys.
Nice. That's good. Freya, do you want to say anything?
I just want to say it's been a privilege to work with you all, and to work on the show, and to work with you, Chris.
Cheers. Wow, that was more serious and emotional than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Can I say we've gone over 100,000 texts?
Wow, have we?
Yes.
Oh, mine's not refreshed. Mine says 66,000.
Thank you.
Why have I got the oldest computer in the building?
Click the auto refresh.
Yeah, auto refresh. Okay. Tick the box, Dave. Hmm.
I wrote something on Twitter yesterday, and to which one of the replies was, "Are you drunk?" And I wasn't. It was just to say that I just had the best time ever, and I've had a few lows, but mainly like a gazillion highs doing this show, and it was my dream to do it, and it's been like so much better than you could ever imagine it to be. And Nick, just have the best time. It's the best job in the world, and you get a lot of grief for it, for doing it, and there's a lot of crap that comes with it, but it's all worth going through all of that. And I think Nick will have he might have a little rough time at the beginning from the Miles people, the fans of ours, but I hope they all kind of give him a try and all that and tune in. But it's been awesome. And thanks to the team, who have been great. Genuinely love them. And the listeners, who are more than just people who listen to a show. Like, our diehard fans are awesome. And we'll all go off and do other things, and I hope you kind of chip in and out of the stuff that we do. be it Dom or Tina or Dave or me or Al or Freya, you know, we're all on Twitter. It's a new world where you can follow us whatever we do, whether we stay in this country or we leave and go to do something else in another land. And it's been, my voice is going, but I'm genuinely so excited and happy to have got here without being literally frog marched out of the building. Because I said to Andy Parfitt years ago, when I leave this place, it won't be good because I'll be fired and dragged out by my hair. And the fact that I haven't, and Jeff Smith, Andy Parfitt and Ben Cooper, thanks. And thanks to everyone who's worked on the show. There's just too many people to mention. And all the people who've supported the show, because that's a huge long list. So 100,000 texts on the last show. It's wicked. We're a tough act to follow. It's great. So long, and thanks for all the fish.
In one single moment, your whole life can turn around.